Well, hello, everybody. I'm Kay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Now, on this podcast, I want to encourage and empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny by sharing some insights and truths found in the Word of God. Each week, we'll dive into the Word and explore how we can overcome challenges, find purpose, and positively impact the world. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just starting to explore your faith, I believe that the Word of God can transform your life and bring you hope and encouragement. So join me today as we get fueled through encouragement in the Word of God. Well, hello, everybody. This is Kay with Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. And I tell you, we have a word for you today, and I believe it's going to encourage you and it's going to cause you to continue to stand, continue to move forward, continue to resist the enemy. Glory to God. And that's exactly what we need to do in the times that we're living in right now. I want you to know God has given you the authority, the strength, the ability to resist the devil and to continue to advance the kingdom and to complete the assignment that you've been given. And with that being said, you know, we all have an assignment. Because this is the year of the open door. So, you know, we're continuing, right, to learn what it looks like and to posture ourselves to go through these open doors. And I heard one person say it like this: they're not even just open doors, they're open gates. Entire gates are being opened to us. And we all have very unique assignments that God has given us individually and collectively in some places. Glory to God. So God's agenda, though, requires an open door. The open door requires obedience, and obedience will require our alignment. And of course, our alignment will require us to make a shift. So it is my prayer that you will make the shift. You will do whatever you need to make sure that you are ready and postured to go through the open door. And many of you are walking through the open door. Many of you are walking out your assignment and walking in your assignment. And so I want to encourage you to do so. Glory to God. And to continue to do so. Our topic today for this podcast is called Locked and Loaded, Part One. Oh, it is going to be a part two. So this is part one, Locked and Loaded. Glory to God. And we're just going to get right into it. You know, the term locked and loaded is an old term, actually, and it's a military term. And it basically talks about a firearm being loaded with ammunition and prepared for firing, right? They would check their equipment and they found their rifles to be locked and loaded. Glory to God. And, you know, it just simply, in essence, means ready for action. I want you to know the Lord is telling us it's time for us to be locked and loaded, that we need to be ready for action. Glory to God. We need to be ready. Glory to God, to defend the faith. We need to be ready to with our offensive weapons when we need to, as we watch this, carry our assignment and walk out our assignment. We have to be locked and loaded. It's not time to whimper out and cave in and quit and throw up our hands in exhaustion. God wants us to be locked and loaded and fully ready to go forward and to fight as we move forward. Listen, 1 Peter 5:8-9 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." So listen, it says to be sober, right? It says to be vigilant. So being sober is being clear-minded, and being vigilant is to be alert. So don't be drunk with wine. Don't be drunk off of the world and what's going on. Be sober-minded, be clear-minded, and be alert. Vigilant means to be alert and be ready. Glory to God. Because we do have an adversary. We have an adversary. It says your adversary, the devil, he's as a roaring lion, and he's walking around trying to catch somebody off guard, y'all. He's walking around trying to figure out what he can attack, who he can attack, how he can attack, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I'm here to encourage someone that the Lord said, but I, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. So we need to be alert. It's not time to whimper out. It's not time to be lackadaisical. It's time to be sober and be vigilant and be alert. Glory to God. As we carry out our assignment, glory to God. In the second verse says that in verse 9, it says, we resist him. How how? By being steadfast in our faith, by standing firm in our faith. That's how we resist the enemy. We don't resist him with logical terms. We resist him spiritually by standing strong in our faith. Come on. It's time to stand strong. That's how you're going to resist the devil, by staying strong in your faith, knowing this, that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So in other words, you're not the only one going through what you're going through. If you're feeling a little under attack and you feel like everything has been thrown at you and the kitchen sink, I want you to know there are other believers all over the world that are going through similar things, that are feeling that similar attacks and similar heaviness. But we do have an answer. And I'm telling you, we win. God has equipped us to stand. God has equipped us to be strong. Glory to God. He's given us weapons. He will give us direction. He'll give us strategy. I want you to know that you're not the only one going through something, but you are, you do have the ability to stand. Glory to God, in the power and in the strength of God, who is on your side. Glory to God. So be encouraged in that today. You do have the ability to resist the enemy. You do have the ability to be sober and to be vigilant and to be alert. And it is my job as a preacher of the gospel, glory to God, carrying a prophetic word to remind you that, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. And listen to this, and also to remind you that God has given you all that you need to stand strong, all that you need to overcome. You are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. Now, I digressed a little bit, but glory to God, I pray that somebody that needed to hear that got that. You are more than a conqueror. I said, you are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. So continue to stand and continue to fight, because God is certainly on your side and God is certainly for you. So we're going to go into Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, and we're going to get going. Remember, locked and loaded. Glory to God. And so Nehemiah, the fourth chapter, starting with the first verse, it says, "But it so happened when Sanballat heard that they were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, 'What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?'" Let me just stop there for a minute and say this. The moment you begin to build what God has called you to build, or in other words, let's just say, walk out your assignment. You begin to work on the assignment God has given you, right? Whatever that assignment is, you will have the enemy come, and it makes him furious because he doesn't want to see the people of God prosper. He doesn't want to see the people of God definitely build, especially in a season where there's so much economic upheaval and things are going on our political landscape, and there's just so many things. And to see the believers begin to still go forward, but still build, still prosper, infuriates the enemy. But I want to let you know that's exactly what we are to do. We are still to take our assignment, and we are to go forward, and we are to take territory. Glory to God. And we're to move forward. But it says Sanballat was upset. He was very indignant. He was furious, and he began to come against the Jews that were rebuilding the wall. And as a matter of fact, he even said, "How are they going to revive these stones that are nothing but a heap of rubbish?" And you know, there are areas in your life that God is rebuilding, and the enemy wants you to think that there's no way you're going to rebuild your family. There's no way you're going to rebuild your finances. There's no way you're going to rebuild. And maybe some of you laid the assignment down and you've decided to pick the assignment back up. And the enemy may be trying to talk to you and tell you, there's no way you're going to be able to do this, complete this. You don't have the wherewithal. You don't have the funds, the finances, the support. I'm here to let you know that the devil is a liar. And if God's called you to do it, you will be able to do it. And he will provide, because he is provide provision for the vision. I want you to remember that. So the first thing you're going to have to learn to do in being locked and loaded is you're going to have to learn how to resist the enemy and resist those thoughts and resist negative commentary. You're going to have to learn how to resist critical words that may come against you. Glory to God. And so let me continue to read. Verse 3 says, "Now Tobiah, an Ammonite, was beside him." In other words, he was standing by Sanballat, and he said, Whatever they build, if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. Did you hear that? So there's so much negativity coming right now at Nehemiah for building the wall. And he's trying to discourage him with words. Do you know that the enemy will try to use others to discourage you with negative words, to make you feel like you're not able to do this, that it's just not possible? Well, but with God, all things are possible. And if you know that you know that you know that God has put something in your heart to do, then you must do it and you must go forward and you must trust God. Yes, negative words may come. Critical words may come. Doubt and unbelief from other people definitely will come, but you must learn to be locked and loaded and determined that you're going to go forward even in the midst of negativity, even in the midst of critical words and critical commentaries on what you are doing. So watch this, verse 4. This is what Nehemiah, this is how he responds to that criticism. He says, "Hear, O God, for we are despised, turn their approach on their own heads and give them as plunder to the land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquities and do not let their sins be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders." And then it says, so we built the wall and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. A couple of things I want to mention here. Listen, his response was automatic to go to God. Listen, he didn't go to them. He didn't confront the naysayers. He didn't confront the ones that were being critical. He literally turned his face to God and he began to pray to God. Many of you, you're fighting the wrong battle. You're fighting the wrong people. You're trying to come back against the people that are coming against you. But I'm here to let you know, turn your face to God. Begin to cry out to God, especially on against those enemies who are coming against you. And then after he prayed to God, he immediately, the Bible says, began to work on the wall. Oh my God. So in other words, he would not allow criticism to stop him. Glory to God. He went and took it to the Lord and then he continued to work. And so I want to tell you that part of being locked and loaded is to take things to the Lord immediately and in prayer and continue the work. Don't stop. Don't slow down. Don't cave in and do not quit. And so let's read verse 7. It says here, "Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard the wall of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed." Listen to this. "They became very angry." Glory to God. "And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion." Let me tell you something. The enemy does not like progress in the life of the believer. The enemy does not want you. Our adversary does not want us to progress. He doesn't want us to go forward. He's going to do everything in his power to stalemate us, to stall us, to slow us down, to make us stop, to cause us to push the pause button. But I want to tell you, get your finger off the pause button right now. Glory to God and go forward. I know sometimes the hits are hard. I know sometimes that it can be a little discouraging and whatever it is you're doing for the Lord. But I want to let you know that God is with you and he will continue to replenish your strength. He will continue to refresh in you as you continue to stay on the wall and build the wall and do and complete the assignment that he's given you. But the enemy doesn't like you to progress. And because he doesn't like to see progress, that means you need to progress. That means you need to go forward. I'm not saying that it'll be easy. I'm not saying that it won't be hard sometimes, but I am saying to you, glory to God, that God is for you. And if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Glory to God. So watch this. It says here when they were angry, and it says they all conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Watch. The word of God says that the devil is the author of confusion. not God. So if you're in an area of where things seem very confusing and things seem full of chaos, it seems very chaotic, I need you to pause for the cause and begin to pray. I need you to pause for the cause and begin to speak peace into your atmosphere. And I need you to begin to speak peace into your environment and understand that God is not bringing confusion. God is not bringing chaos. It is the enemy. Recognize the enemy. The word of God says that we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. And so one of his devices is to bring confusion. One of his devices is to bring chaos, is to get you off of your game, get you into a place where you're confused and you're full of chaos. But I want to let you know that God wants to cause clarity to come. Glory to God. He wants to give you strategy and he wants to give you wisdom. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of confusion and I speak peace in your assignment. I speak peace in your circumstances. I speak peace in your home. In the name of Jesus, may you continue to walk forward in the assignment in Jesus' name, in the peace of God and not in the confusion of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead and receive that right now. So let's continue to read. In verse 10, it says this. Verse 9, it says, nevertheless, come on now. It says, nevertheless, we made our prayers to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Do you hear that? He said, nevertheless. There needs to be a nevertheless in your assignment. And that means when confusion tries to come, right? When chaos is introduced, and trust me, the enemy will try to introduce chaos into your situation. You need to have a nevertheless that I'm going to move forward. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter how uncomfortable it is. It doesn't matter how sometimes I may feel overwhelmed. I'm going to move forward. Nevertheless, I'm going to continue to lean into God's grace. I'm going to continue to pray to God night and day. I'm going to continue to move forward. And that's what he said. And I'm going to continue to be alert, because it says here in scripture that nevertheless, he continued to pray to God. And then he began to set watch. He ramped up his alert system, right? He ramped up his watch system. He began to say, okay, we have to be more watchful. We have to be more alert now. And then verse 10 says this, then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. So sometimes when the enemy comes in, glory to God, I need you to hear me, really heavy, right? And it seems like there's a lot going on. He tries to bring confusion. He tries to bring chaos. What he wants to do is wear you down, wear you out, and overwhelm you. But excuse me, I want you to know that God does not want you to be overwhelmed, right? And so let's see how Nehemiah handled this when Judah came to them. And he said their strength is failing. The labor, you know, they're getting wore out. They're losing hope a little bit. And our adversaries are coming. And so we need to be encouraged. So watch this. Verse 12 says this. So it was then when the Jews who dwelt near them came that they told us 10 times from whatever place you turn, they will be upon us. Therefore, this is what he said. I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the opening, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, with their spears, with their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, and to the rest of the people, I need you to hear this. He says, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. So listen, I'm here to let you know that God said, do not be afraid. It is time to get armed, locked, and loaded, and you need to fight for your family. Fight for those that God has entrusted to you. Glory to God. Fight for their salvation. Fight for their deliverance. Glory to God. Fight for your business. Fight for your assignment. Fight for what God has given you. Glory to God. Don't back up. Trust God today. Glory to God. And listen to this. I want you to know that God is for you. God is on your side. Glory to God. And he wants you to fight. It says here that he armed the men that were on the wall. And I want you to know God wants you to be armed. Let's look at verse 15. And it says, and it happened when our enemies heard it, that it was known to us that God had brought this plot to nothing, that all of us returned to the wall, everyone to his work. Watch this. So it was from that time on that half of my servants worked at constructions while the other half held spears and shields and bows and wore armor. Watch this. Those who built on the wall and those who carried the burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction and with the other hand they held a weapon. Glory to God. They were locked and they were loaded. Glory to God. Every one of the builders had a sword girded at his side, and as he built, and one who sounded the trumpet was beside me. So let me just dive in here really quick. We're about to actually wrap this up. I want you to know that they were locked and loaded, and God is calling me to tell you today it's time for you to be locked and loaded. In other words, with one hand they were working the assignment, and with the other hand they had a weapon in their hand. And God wants you to know he wants you to be locked and loaded. Locked and loaded means he wants you to be he wants you to have a weapon in one hand. He's giving you weapons, and he wants you to have the assignment in the other, so that when the enemy comes in, you will be able to fight him in the spirit with the weapons that God has given you. Glory to God. See, a lot of times we get so focused on the assignment that we forget to fight. So when the enemy comes in, it throws us off. He gives us a sucker punch. Have you ever been sucker punched by the enemy? I know I have, but I want you to know God wants us to be vigilant. He wants us to be watchful. And so in our next podcast, we're going to do part two, and we're going to talk about what those weapons look like, those weapons that you're to be loaded, locked and loaded with while you're working, while you're taking forward and walking forward in your assignment. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. So I'm excited. I'm going to end it right there. There's a lot more I want to say. Trust me, I'm out of time, but definitely not out of word. I don't like them to go too much over 20 minutes. So we're already at that 20 minute mark. So listen, thank you for tuning in today. I believe, glory to God, that you were encouraged. And if you weren't, just take courage. Glory to God. The word of God says, let the weak say that I'm strong. So I want you to just confess that you're strong today. Get locked and loaded. Glory to God. Stay on the wall. In other words, stay on your assignment. And remember, you have an assignment in one hand and you got a weapon in the other hand. Glory to God. And next week, we're going to talk about what some of those weapons look like as you continue to advance the kingdom and work out your assignment. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray for their strength. I pray that they will stay on the wall. I pray they will stay connected, that they will lean into your grace. Lord God, I pray that you would give them continue more favor, more grace, more strength to continue the work that you've given them to do. God, may they fight for their families. May they fight for their children. May they fight for what you've given them to fight for. Let them, Lord God, contend for the faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are weary today, those that are being worn down today, those that feel like there's so much chaos and confusion, Lord God, we just take authority over that in the name of Jesus. And we speak, and I release the peace of God in their lives right now, in their homes, in their businesses, in their finances right now, in their marriages, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for your people. Build them up, Lord God. Keep them strong, Father, in the name of Jesus, as no matter what's going on in our landscape, God, what's going on in the political system, what's going on in economically, let your people fight and let them stand, God. May they hear you clearly. May you continue to give them strategy and give them wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, make sure you share this with somebody. Glory to God. Let them know that they can be locked and loaded. Glory to God. And remember, as always, oh, you got this. Well, thank you for listening to the Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe that encouragement is the fuel for our journey. Now, if you were encouraged inside of the word today, I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to get fueled in the word and provide the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. And remember, you got this.